Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
The Joann Veterans Day sale is going on right now. Enjoy doorbuster savings up to 70% off throughout the store, including holiday cheer wreaths, only $12.99. And $2.99 a yard Blizzard and Anti-Pill Fleece Solids. Plus, entire stock Christmas decor and floral at 50% off. Save even more with an extra 20% off coupon valid on sale and regular priced merchandise. Exclusions apply. Get it at Joann.com. It's the Joann Veterans Day sale, now through Veterans Day, only at Joann Fabric and Craft Stores.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate Flooring for just $2.29 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So, let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives, with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate for $2.29, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, installation offer valid on laminates over 150 square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Breaking Bears news, comprehensive analysis before and after every game, and the hottest Bears topics, all right here on Chicago's Home for Bears Fans, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK, HD2 Chicago.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The score! Scoreboard update.
It is 5 o'clock, and from the Score Update Studios, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update. The Bears resting today after getting a win on Monday night against the San Diego Chargers. Jay Cutler looked great in the second half, but he had one mistake in the first half that was puzzling to him and Alshon Jeffrey, the pick six.
I got to watch it. I felt like he kind of got pulled a little bit. I put the ball where I wanted. Me and Al, we'll take a look at that. And, I mean, it should have been a completion, but it wasn't.
Shook that off and had a 40-plus yard completion on the very next possession, and he rallied the Bears once again for his third game-winning drive in the fourth quarter this season. Jeffrey ended up with a monster night, 10 catches and more than 150 yards. John Fox, now a perfect 6-0 in San Diego. They'll get back to work tomorrow as they get ready for the St. Louis Rams. Tyo Fabaluje has been slapped with a 4-game suspension because of PEDs. It means he will not be back until after the 49ers game in December. Bears made some moves today as a result of that, promoting wideout Deontay Thompson from the practice squad, and tackle Martin Wallace will fill the void on the practice squad. More NFL news today. The war of words on the Teddy Bridgewater hit continued. And right here as well, Rodney Harrison on our air responding to Rams head coach Jeff Fisher and his comments today.
The one thing about it, if I'm such a dirty player, okay, don't worry about the AFC Championship games and the Super Bowls and all other stuff. But if I'm such a dirty player, one thing I would know, right, is a cheap shot. One thing I would know is a cheap shot, and that's what it was. That's the bottom line. Zimmer thought it was a cheap shot. I thought it was a cheap shot. And trust me, a whole lot of people around the league thought it was a cheap shot.
Feisty former Patriot on with Spiegel and Goff this morning. You can check out the entire interview online at 670thescore.com. And Andrew Luck is going to be out 2 to 6 weeks for the Colts because of a lacerated kidney suffered on Sunday. Baseball. White Sox named former Cub manager Rick Renteria as the team's bench coach. He spent one whole season on the north side before getting dumped for Joe Maddon. Sox also named Greg Sparks as Harold Baines' replacement as the assistant hitting coach. And the Cardinals announced that pitcher Lance Lynn had Tommy John surgery. He is out for 2016. Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, says he's hoping to play a spring training game in Cuba coming up in 2016. Blackhawks practicing today with Duncan Keith cleared for contact. He might be back as soon as this weekend. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. And Cars.com's service and repair feature lets you get high quality work done in your vehicle without overpaying. Research, price, find. Only Cars.com helps you get the right service without all the drama. Cars.com, all drive, no drama. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to The Home for Bears Fans, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour, Boris and Bernstein, brought to you by WebForward. Visit webforward.com today.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline. Doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Editor of ChicagoFootball.com.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
NFL columnist for Shaw Media and the Chicago Sun-Times.
This is a different Jay Cutler than what I think we've seen the first 6 years here.
Hub Arkish.
I had a breakfast pizza here this morning that was so good your brains would fall out. It was really great stuff.
Yeah! Hub Arkish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And Hub is brought to you by Napleton's River Oaks Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Napleton's, second to none since 1931.
At Hub Arkish on Twitter, at Shy Football, ChicagoFootball.com. He joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at GrossingerDeals.com. Some breaking news, Hub, before we get into some Bears stuff. This is the New York Times. The New York State Attorney General ordered the two biggest daily fantasy sports companies, DraftKings and FanDuel, to stop accepting bets in New York, saying that their games constituted illegal gambling under state law. According to people with knowledge of his investigation, the cease and desist order by the Attorney General Eric T. Schneiderman is a major blow to a multi-billion dollar industry that introduced sports betting to legions of young sports fans and formed partnerships with many of the nation's professional sports teams. Legal experts say the action will most likely reverberate in other states, where legislators and investigators are increasingly questioning whether the industry should operate unfettered by regulations that govern legalized gambling. This is big, isn't it?
Huge. It's absolutely huge. I mean, when you look at who the players are, guys, you know, the investors are the NFL, MLB, Disney. You know, everybody jumped in. They saw the huge pot of gold, and nobody stopped and thought about it. You know, these guys, you know, I'm going to focus on my league, on the NFL. For people who we assume are fairly smart because of their financial success, they do some really dumb things. I mean, you know, we look at the totality of the Roger Goodell regime over the last year and a half or two. You know, this one isn't on him per se. I mean, I don't even know what his position was on it, but he's still the commissioner. He's the guy in charge. Somebody should have thought, you know, we're up on Capitol Hill every 6 months lobbying against legalized gambling on games and point spreads, and yet we're going to jump in with both feet on this. And somebody's got to explain to me why this isn't gambling. I don't really see the difference. It's just, you know, hoping that a player has a good game as opposed to hoping you can guess how many points a team wins or loses by.
You know, this is a big deal when New York is the first one. I know there has been legislation introduced in other states, including Illinois, that hasn't seen its way through the process yet. But
right?
we shall see.
Well, and Dan, the other thing here is what I heard you just read, that sounds to me like a cease and desist. You know, other states have introduced legislation, but I don't think anybody's gone so far as to say you can't
stop
do it in our state.
Right.
And so, yeah, that's a huge deal.
Yeah, they're saying that right now they must stop. So that is a cease and desist.
It says that DraftKings has sent an email to its players saying Attorney General Eric Schneiderman is considering preventing New Yorkers from playing daily fantasy sports. Hey, New York, protect your rights to keep playing daily fantasy sports. Contact the Attorney General today. And a spokeswoman for DraftKings says we're disappointed he hasn't taken the time to meet with us or ask any questions about our business model before his opinion. It says that the company has 500,000 users in New York State.
Wow.
Wow.
Holy crap.
And the companies can challenge the attorney general's order in court. According to a professor of business law at SUNY Buffalo, the state would have to prove that chance is a material factor in fantasy sports, which would make it gambling. Wow. Okay. Well, now to the Bears.
Off we go.
People who want positives can find some positives. People who want negatives can look at the first half and find plenty of negatives. But one thing we did see were some young players, developing players, doing some things that you could say, all right, I at least want to see more of that.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about this the last few weeks, guys, and this is where everybody's focus should be. I don't know how you cannot be pleased with what you saw of Jeremy Langford last night. You know, Alshon Jeffrey doesn't qualify as a young player so much as a potential key piece. I think, in spite of the fact that he had the couple drops early, he's pretty well established that you got to get a deal done with him. You know, you go look on the defensive side of the ball. I don't know that Jonathan Anderson has anything to get excited about, but he played a hell of a lot better last night than either, you know, Shea McClellan or Christian Jones have at any point this season. So those were, you know, three of the at least future pieces, if not completely young guys, who really jumped out at me.
What would you, if you're running the Bears, and God only knows you should be, what would you do with Matt Forte as he heads into, he's got some game, he'll probably miss another week or two, Hub, and then he'll be back, I would assume, knowing him. What would you do with him moving forward? Would there be a contract?
Yeah, I mean, my position hasn't really changed much. The injury is frustrating, but when you realize he had 52 straight starts and he'd missed five games in seven-plus seasons, and let's see if he comes back from this quicker than some will. My thought all along was you offer him a one-year deal isn't going to fly. We know that. I think 3 years is too much. I think you offer him a two-year deal at about $8 million. You guarantee about $6 million of it, which is at least a nice going-away present. You're going to be competitive, most likely, with what else is going to be out there, and you're going to encourage him to finish his career here. And obviously, you don't rule out the possibility that after 1 year or 2 years, you want to give him another year, you know? And so I don't think you do what sometimes teams make the mistake of making no offer at all. Mm-hmm. I think that was a mistake with Peanut Tillman and Lance Briggs. I think they should have made lowball offers so that at least could argue that they were, you know, protecting the legacy of the team, taking care of the guys who've contributed. I wouldn't make that mistake with Forte because he's not retiring like Lance Briggs. He's going to play somewhere. So I'd make a reasonable offer. And I think you end up in a very good situation if you can protect Langford a little bit. You can have these guys sharing time for the next year or two.
All right, because I guess that answers my next question, because the way you phrased that answer, one would be like, if you're the Bears and you want to be intelligent either politically or economically, here's how you do it. And I guess what I want to know is, do you... In an ideal world, you're saying that, yeah, you would want him to remain a Chicago Bear.
Well, there's a football reason. I mean, prior to the injury, he was seventh in the NFL in total yards from scrimmage. I think he probably has lost that first eighth of a step. You know, you see the average yard per carry coming down a tenth of a yard at a time, but he's still one of the top running backs in the NFL. He was up until the moment he took that shot on the knee, and it's not going to be a surgery. It's not something he can't recover from, and so I like the idea of Matt Forte playing football for me, regardless of my other backs are over the next couple of years, as long as I'm not, you know, overpaying ridiculously to have him do it.
I just wonder how what he would do, thinking that he's going to come back and split time, where he thinks he is in his career at this stage. I guess that makes sense. But why would Forte want to do that just out of some loyalty to the Bears?
Well, you see, Dan, the point is, I don't think he's going to do it without shopping the market.
Right.
And I think that's going to be the market rate. I mean, I don't see who else is going to step up and guarantee him a lot more money than that. So he goes out. If he can find more money, then fine. You know, go take it. And the Bears look good. They tried to keep him. He found a better deal. But if he goes out and he can't find a better deal, why not stay where he's beloved and where he can prolong his career if, in fact, he's sharing time with a potentially quality back with a similar style?
It's interesting. I mean, I guess I don't know what the going rate would be for running backs that have his history. And you're, as you point out, very, very durable out now, but still durable. What the going rate would be. I mean,
I'll tell you what it is, Jared. It's Frank Gore, who just got pretty much the deal I just described for Forte. He left San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Indianapolis. I'm not sure if that's a 2 or 3 year deal, but the guaranteed money was about $7 million.
Okay. I mean, I look at it and I say, well, the Bears have so many needs. Are they safe under the cap? I mean, do they have to? I look at this and I say, okay, you know, the draft class looks okay, Hub. I mean, it certainly looks like he did a good job with that Ryan Pace. But you're still going to need to add some pieces, right? I mean, and I would assume that you will be somewhat active in free agency.
Well, you're going to need to add pieces, but keep in mind, just with expiring contracts, it looks now like they're going to have about $50 to $55 million in cap space when the season ends. You're going to spend a chunk of that on Alshon Jeffrey, assuming you can get that mm-hmm. deal done. You're going to pick up probably, I mean, I think we learned last night that Jermon Bushrod is probably done as a Bear. I think that's unfortunate, but I think that's the nature of the business. He's on the books for $8 million a year for the next 2 years, and the dead money mm-hmm. is gone, but you pick up another $8 million a year in cap space. There. And Ryan Pace has told us he's going to build this thing through the draft. So I don't see cap space as being an issue for these guys over the next couple of years unless they go out and make the goofy deal. You know, I mean, unless you go out and make the Ndamukong Suh deal. And I don't think there's any chance that Pace is going to do that.
Okay. You talked about the linebackers, and I like the fact that the Bears were completely willing in the middle of a game. And I don't know if it was the plan going into the game, but to see if somebody else could function as a play caller in there, that Christian Jones and Anderson were sharing that the helmet with a little green dot on it. So that tells me that they're at least smart enough to use some of this stuff. You know, you're 2-5 going in, and while they are trying to win the games, they're not blind to the fact that it can't hurt to learn things about players, and that level of flexibility to me is encouraging.
I think you're absolutely right about that. The one thing I would add, though, is I'm relatively sure that it was the plan going into the game. But still, the fact that they have the plan, regardless of when they come to it, is a very good thing. You know, guys, this is going to be life under John Fox, because the communication, I keep saying, to the fans via the media isn't going to change. We're not going to get real good analysis. We're not going to get a ton of information. But there are certain things that if you know football, you can figure out. Your inside linebackers, when you look at the good ones around the league, it is fine to be able to call plays and get guys lined up and have good run fits. One of those guys has got to hit the stat sheet 10, 12, 14 times a game, or you're not very good against the run, okay?
Right.
It has not happened all year long. McClellan's best day, he might have had 5 or 6. You know, Jones got up around 9, I think, once, but he's been hanging around 6 or 7. You got to have a guy, and let's even move to, so maybe he's making stops downfield, maybe he's making them at the line, maybe he's running wide, but whatever he's doing, he's making stops. And Jonathan Anderson did that last night.
Yeah, he did.
And that's what I think they're looking for, whether they're going to acknowledge to us or not, they can't be thrilled with Shea McClellan. And then, it's going to be fascinating next week, guys. He was close enough this week that I got to believe he's going to be ready next week. And yet, Jermon Bushrod was dressed Sunday and spent the entire game on the sideline. Based on what we saw last night, especially against Todd Gurley, do you really want to put Shea McClellan back out there?
No. No, that's always good with me. I like that plan, not to.
More with Hub. We got some developments around the league, some big injury news, and other things to discuss. So keep it here. We're talking football on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yes, the Bears win in front of the nation on Monday Night Football. Mully here for the Mully and Hanley Show, mornings 5 to 9. Yes, the Bears beat the Chargers. Jay vanquishes his old nemesis. Keep it here as we recap the win and take a look at the next matchup, the St. Louis Rams. Long Brothers! Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with a CBS Sports Minute. The most important down in the NFL is third down. and the best third down wide receiver for 6 years in New England was Wes Welker. Wes Welker, by my estimation, has had a Hall of Fame caliber career. No, he wasn't there when they won a Super Bowl, but they went to a Super Bowl, and a big reason was because of his excellence, leading the NFL in receptions. Now, you may think a slot wide receiver doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame, but then a kicker would never get in, a relief pitcher would never get in. Heck, all of these other ancillary parts to an NFL team would never be in their respective Hall of Fames, and yet a slot wide receiver is part of what made the engine go for the Patriots. But that aside, what is Welker doing? He's playing concussion roulette coming back to the NFL. Isn't just putting yourself at risk of another concussion enough to keep Welker away? But it's still a bad idea because of what potentially lies ahead. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Meijer or TwiningsUSA.com.
The Joann Veterans Day sale is going on right now. Enjoy doorbuster savings up to 70% off throughout the store, including holiday cheer wreaths, only $12.99. And $2.99 a yard Blizzard and Anti-Pill Fleece Solids. Plus, entire stock Christmas decor and floral at 50% off. Save even more with an extra 20% off coupon valid on sale and regular priced merchandise. Exclusions apply. Get it at Joann.com. It's the Joann Veterans Day sale, now through Veterans Day, only at Joann Fabric and Craft Stores. The Joann Veterans Day sale is going on right now. Enjoy doorbuster savings up to 70% off throughout the store, including holiday cheer wreaths, only $12.99. And $2.99 a yard Blizzard and Anti-Pill Fleece Solids. Plus, entire stock Christmas decor and floral at 50% off. Save even more with an extra 20% off coupon valid on sale and regular priced merchandise. Exclusions apply. Get it at Joann.com. It's the Joann Veterans Day sale, now through Veterans Day, only at Joann Fabric and Craft Stores.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Come out for the Miller Lite's Best Seat in the House Monday Night Football Party at Buffalo Wild Wings in Mount Prospect and Skokie, starting at 7:30 p.m. Register for a chance to sit front and center in a custom exhibit leather recliner for the game. You'll also receive $100 in free food for you and your friends, and you'll be qualified for the Ultimate Fan Cave Prize Pack that includes the recliner and a 50-inch HD TV. Plus, win tons of other prizes. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Must be 21 to enter and present to win. Tonight, join the Score's Lawrence Holmes and Chicago Bears Sam Acho from 6 to 10 p.m. live at the Buffalo Wild Wings at Old Orchard Shopping Center in Skokie for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Be there to see the show live and enter for your chance to win tickets to an upcoming game in the Miller Lite Loft at Soldier Field. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Now back in the original can. It's Miller time.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The one and only Hub Arcus.
At 5:24, our guy Hub Arkish is here. We promised a look around the league quickly, did we? Some injuries.
Andrew Luck is out after that brutal hit from that brutal defense.
But what?
And he ends up now with a lacerated kidney and a torn abdominal muscle.
That hit was awful.
It looks like he's out a month. But he stayed in the game.
Well, he is a tough guy. We know that, and sometimes adrenaline will get you through. I actually, and I'm not comparing anything, but going back to my first year in college, had a bruised kidney. It is very much like a rib injury in terms of location where you feel the effects, and it can be very painful. But it feels more. I'm sure he had no idea, that he had damaged an organ, and then once they examined him, they immediately know. What's interesting though is that there's such different degrees of this. If you recall, Jim McMahon once lacerated a kidney, and it cost him.
It was the Raiders game in '84.
Yeah, and it cost him the remainder of the season. Keenan Allen lacerated a kidney last week, and he's gone for the season. Now, they're reporting this as both a abdominal muscle tear and a lacerated kidney, and yet they're saying 2 to 6 weeks. So it almost sounds more like a kidney bruise and that the abdominal muscle tear is more serious, or they're playing with the injury list, and he's not coming back this year.
I watched that hit and I've seen it here all day, Hub, and that is really, I don't know why a guy, I know it's a tough guy, but I don't want to do that. When that first guy hits me, I'm going to go down because he just got crunched. I mean, and you could see that, you could just feel it when it happened. You know, without hitting him in the head or anything like that, but you could feel that one.
Well, yeah, Terry, I'm going to say we, not you, because I'm not taking a shot at it, but that's what separates them from us. That's why they're pro football players.
I don't want people doing that to me. No.
I'm not saying it's wise. I'm not saying it's smart, but
no.
It's what makes these guys special, I guess.
The other thing is it continues to go around the Rodney Harrison on our airwaves today, and Jeff Fisher saying that Mike Zimmer has to control his emotions. Where are you on all this while this little war is going on? And they started it Sunday, and it continues.
Well, first of all, I understand that Rodney Harrison, I guess, is one of ours on a fairly regular
basis. Oh, yes. Yeah. He was talking today with Spiegs and Goff.
I have to ask myself why at times. I'm sorry, guys, but he's one of these guys who really wasn't too interested in the media when he was playing, did all kinds of really goofy things, and now that he's part of the media, he sees the game very differently. So I'm not saying he's right or wrong. Everybody's got their own opinion on the shot, but when he comes on like this and you consider the source, I take it with a grain of salt. Guys, I've looked at it a bunch of times. I was talking to some people in St. Louis today. They obviously have a very different view of it than the folks in Minnesota. Obviously, Jeff Fisher had a response today from Mike Zimmer. Mm-hmm. Mike Zimmer, to me, is one of the classiest coaches in the NFL.
Hmm.
My guess is that about 20 minutes after the press conference, he probably regretted coming out as strong as he did. But these guys, it's one thing to do it to one of your players, nothing to do it to your quarterback. I thought it was against the rules. I thought it should have been flagged. I think it should be fined. It may even result in a one-game suspension. There's nothing to me that is clear about it, that it was was intentional, dirty, or headhunting. And you know, this is something that Jeff Fisher has to live with. It's not really any different from, you know, Jerry Jones has got to live with Greg Hardy, and shame on him. This isn't quite as bad a situation, but if you insist on bringing Greg Williams back and something like this happens, you know what everybody's going to go for.
Mm-hmm.
And so Fish has got nobody to blame but himself on this one.
And I think part of the problem is that that's the guy who is the villainous face to this kind of mentality.
Yeah.
That it's, oh, that's what Greg Williams does. And Matt Bowen made the point where, yeah, Greg Williams is on tape saying kill the head, and he's the guy, he wears the black hat.
He did it literally.
But, however, he says the defensive coordinators generally, it's not like they're shying away from the idea that it is a brutal, violent game where brutal violence can knock guys out and make your team more likely to win.
You know, Dan, we've talked about this a little bit. I think I recall it was a year or two ago, but you probably had the only answer, which is at some point, you got to stop pretending that there's a safe way to do this. You got to stop pretending that there's an answer to it. Guys have to basically sign a waiver, give up their rights, say, I'm going to take the risk. Now let's go play the game. Now within that context, yeah, you can try and find ways to make it safer, but at the end of the day, The point of the game is to knock the other guy down, to knock the other guy out. So where do you think you're going to, not you, but where do people think they're going to find the middle ground in that? You know, it's not there. And so I watch this stuff and I wonder, guys, where we're going to be in 5 years, in 10 years. I just heard a story. I live in Deerfield, the neighboring town of Highland Park. I didn't know this, but apparently they had 13 kids come out for freshman football this year.
And really?
They couldn't field the team. I guess they may have combined a team with Deerfield. I know that there's stats coming out now that all over the country, even at a younger age, youth participation is down.
Down, yeah.
The danger here is real. It's kind of become life-threatening or life-altering, and we're just burying our heads in the sand if we think that this isn't going to have some impact. It is popular and as strong economically as this sport is today to pretend it can still be here. And I don't know what it is, 8 years, 10 years, whatever it is, as this trickle-down effect hits, is the game is going to change radically because of this. And so I'm not sure that we're focused on the right issue now, was it intentional or not. People have to decide. Either you're going to let them play that way intentionally or you're going to stop playing the game.
I can tell you this. The NFL is unconcerned about the Highland Park pipeline drying up. You are far more likely to find NFL owners coming from Highland Park than NFL players.
I am sure you are correct about that. I think the extension of that, and I know you know we're having fun with it, but the extension of that is if they are silly enough to be unconcerned about the stats around the country, rapidly falling participation, about, you know, parents won't let their kids play the game. I don't know what that's going to do to the talent pool and to the way the game is played in the very near future. It's not that far away. So it'll be interesting to see if they even, you know, are willing to have a dialogue about it.
Yeah, they jacked it up. It's a $12 billion a year business. Used to be 10. It's up to 12. And Roger Goodell continues to thrive. So I don't think he has to really, I mean, he doesn't answer to anybody, so why should he? The NFL continues to roll along, huh? I mean, $12 billion business in a year.
Terry, this is on the public record. This was his statement at the time of the last CBA. He expects it to be a $25 billion business when this CBA expires, which is not that far, by the way. Remember when we did a 10-year deal and we thought, my God, that's forever?
Yep.
Well, it's 2015. We're halfway through it. So 5 more years, he thinks he's going to double the revenue. And maybe he will.
Although this
fantasy thing ain't going to help him, I'll tell you that.
How about the fact that U.S. soccer said that players 10 and under now should not be heading the ball? It's like, duh. Why not? I have a developing brain rattled around you and you're hitting something with your head. Meanwhile, football's just still sort of whistling past the graveyard here.
Well, you know, Dan, I it's funny because you hear about parents, I'm going to have my kid play soccer, it's safer, but I think there's very well-respected medical data that says there's actually more concussions in soccer than there are in football.
It's getting there. It's not as dangerous because you don't have the endemic head trauma, but there
is dangerous.
With every study that comes in, there's nothing to suggest any of it's any good.
Yep. All right, Hub, tomorrow night the kids will have at you.
All right, guys, have a great night.
Thank you.
Scoreboard update.
You know, along those lines, Dan, I watched two high school football games on Saturday, and I watched six guys tear their knees up.
in person.
Jesus.
Yeah, and what? One of them being a ref. I saw it in, you know, three of those you saw in Comcast Sportsnet. We had stopped the game for that. You know, that's the other side of it as far as parents go. Is they see that, and that's a little more tangible to them, though.
Yeah, sports always is going to have injuries. There's cheerleading injuries, you know, hockey, baseball, all that. That's just going to be
six
part of
that. 6-1 is pretty extraordinary. Yeah. You're talking about getting torn up.
Two games and just kind of a lot of questions about some of the old field turf. You know, we're starting to get the aged field turf now.
It's right. There's also the issue of people inhaling some of these ground-up tires, and it could be a cancer connection, but we don't have enough years of this to know.
Either that or you run a funeral home.
It's going to take a long time for that. All right, 5:30 and from the Score Update studio, time for a scoreboard update. The Bears basking in the glow of a Monday night victory over the Chargers. How about Lamar Houston showing up for the Bears defense in a big way late, back-to-back sacks to get to seal the win?
You know, I had a defensive line coach by the name of Mike Waffle. When I first got in the league, he said, never early, never late. So that's the belief for me.
In the meantime, John Fox now 21 of 22 for his last 22 contests against AFC West opponents. No practice today. They'll get back to work tomorrow to get ready for the St. Louis Rams.
Mike Waffle? What was the guy's name?
What did he? What? What?
An offense? A line coach? A defense? Like you say, Mike Waffle?
I'm not sure.
I'm looking him up.
I don't want to look it up. I don't care.
I'm looking him up.
Go ahead. Good for you.
There he is, Mike Waffle. He's currently defensive line coach under Jeff Fisher for the Rams. He's a football lifer.
This is where I wish Tannehill had the more you know sounder. That would just, now we all feel better.
W-A-U-F-L-E, Mike Waffle.
All right.
There you go.
Tyo Fabaluge has been suspended because he did PEDs. He's not going to be back until after the 49ers game in December. So wideout Deontay Thompson up for the practice squad. Martin Wallace is a tackle. He's now on the practice squad. He does have it. God bless him.
You know, and Matty, Fabaluge actually released a statement. He said that it was not intentional.
No?
He would never knowingly take a banned substance.
Oh,
he said, however,
shocking.
He says he is ultimately responsible for everything that goes
correct.
In his body.
Yes.
Which is correct. So the more you know, kids.
We all feel better. Last hour of the New York.
I don't actually. I don't feel better. Yeah.
Okay.
No. I mean, I wasn't feeling bad either. I just don't feel better.
So you're kind of the same.
Pretty much.
Okay. Even keel. Focused.
I can't wear Fabaluge's jersey anymore, though. Sundays.
Where do you buy one of those?
I had one custom made at the jersey store.
Yeah. Diehard fan right there.
Mm-hmm.
Last hour of the New York.
It's right next to the suit store.
Is it near the pants store?
It's by the toilet store.
That movie's just awesome. The New York Attorney General has ordered FanDuel and DraftKings. Anchorman?
Oh, okay. I was just talking about life. Yep.
Sure you weren't.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. FanDuel, DraftKings. Don't take any more bets in the state of New York. They're calling them illegal gambling sites. Some baseball news. White Sox named former Cub manager Rick Renteria as the team's bench coach. He spent one whole season on the north side, and then the Cubs dumped him for Joe Madden.
What?
Nothing.
You all right?
Yep.
I can't see you, so I don't know what's happening.
What's so funny?
He's there for a year, Ricky. Rick. Yeah, Richard.
Okay. You want him back?
Ricardo.
No.
I don't.
Okay, who's he replacing there, Rody?
Well, Joe Madden is now one of the finalists for Manager of the Year for the National League. Chris Bryant, finalist for NL Rookie of the Year. Jake Arrieta, a finalist for the NL Cy Young Award.
Who is Ricky Renteria taking over for?
Who was the bench coach?
Sandy Alomar Jr. No.
Mark Parent,
that's right. That's correct. It's been a long time since I've paid attention.
He got fired. It was his fault.
The whole
thing? And the other guy who doesn't have the job?
Sandy Alomar Jr.
What?
Wasn't he the constant rumor to be?
Yes.
Yes. And that's then there, that didn't happen.
He was a name that was floated down the river in a basket.
Moses?
Like Moses. Yep.
You guys drunk?
Yeah.
Working on it.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I'm really screwed over here. The clock that I have in front of me, they haven't changed the time yet.
Yeah. It says 6:36
in my clock. Yeah, it says 6:36. Oh, yours too?
Yeah.
So at 4 o'clock, when I looked down, I thought it was 5 o'clock.
See,
I got real excited. Yeah, and I'm like, all right.
Excited to get to the end of this show, right?
Oh, my God,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sucks. It sucked for years. Still in the air.
I've been sucking out loud since, I don't know, 2000.
Ever since we got rid of High Noon, it hasn't been the same.
2001, maybe, started sucking?
It's just been a terrible show.
You could bring that back and make it Pacific High Noon right at 2 o'clock.
Nah.
Too much work?
Too much work.
Okay, because I have to look at this clock to figure out what time it is actually anyway.
6:36.
So. No, it's not.
Anyway, finish your update.
A programming note. Make sure you are listening to Molly and Hanley at 8 a.m. tomorrow for a major score announcement.
Salute.
Ooh. There you go.
Major announcement.
Or a general
score. Salute indeed.
I'm going to go have a smoke. I'll be right back.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the Home for Bears fans.
Evidently.
Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
Boy, they think you and I lead nowhere.
Holy crap.
That's a conversation from going no place fast.
Yeah, but you know what, though? We're not required to do it 5 hours a day.
I know that.
You guys are supposed to be entertaining. We're not, though.
Wait, we are?
Yeah.
We're not
supposed to be informative and entertaining and have a laugh or two along the way.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Nobody, I mean, you guys see there are a certain level of expectations that fall upon your shoulders.
Nobody,
you guys
ever said
fail
to
every day.
To be entertaining.
The show sucks.
Shut
your thoughts
down.
Suck.
That's why
shut it down.
That's why we say perhaps.
No.
Shut it down.
It's
an important word.
Yeah, that's it. We're done with you guys.
Yeah, I love the fact that I'm picturing the NFL office. Like, they get some memo in there, and somebody storms into Roger Goodell's office. Mr. Commissioner. Yes. The Highland Park High School freshman team only has 13 players. The league is in grave danger. What are we to do? I mean, I know that the Hub's using anecdotal evidence, and I get it, but they were not exactly talking about Odessa, Texas, or, you know, Lakeland, Florida, or Louisiana. Right, exactly. Oh, no! Not that! Not the hotbed of NFL talent that is Highland Park, Illinois! Seriously? Now what? That's it! Once we've lost Highland Park, we've lost football.
Home of Dick Gordon. No. Was it the home of Dick Gordon? No.
Okay.
Well, a guy can try.
Where are orthopedists going to come from now? Who's going to negotiate our stadium leases?
Who will manage the cap?
The NFL will never be the same.
What's coming up next? Lawrence. Lawrence is going to talk to Sam Acho. I have a question for Sam Acho. What are you doing?
Yeah, that's the question.
You're not in zone. Why are you playing zone? That would be my question. And I'm sure he'll have an answer. We'll talk to Lawrence next on The Score.
Something huge is about to happen. The merging of two Chicago originals. One of Chicago's most iconic sports franchises joins with Chicago's original sports radio station. Listen tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. to the Mully and Hanley Show for one of the biggest score announcements ever made.
1 week fantasy football site. Check this out before you draft that week 10 powerhouse, why don't you? The stack of the week on DraftKings was Pittsburgh's QB, running back, and wide receiver combination. Those three players combined for 116 DraftKings points. However, with Pittsburgh's injuries, look for the team-wide production numbers to take a significant hit over the next few weeks. If you're not playing fantasy football at DraftKings.com, what are you waiting for? At DraftKings.com, it's like a new season every week. The best part, you can play whenever you want, wherever you want. Do it on the DraftKings app and in a variety of contests, too. Or you can challenge your buddies in a custom league or even join an existing league and turn your love of football into the payday of a lifetime. Why wouldn't you be playing fantasy football at DraftKings.com? New millionaires are being crowned every week this season, and you could be next, but it can't be you unless you play. Last night, I was glued to at DraftKings on Twitter. I said I would check in with who would be the newest fantasy football millionaire, and sure enough, it was Skeener917. The best part was taking in the sweat show. That's right, you heard me right. It's called the sweat show. That's where DraftKings contestants sweat it out to see who will become $1 million richer by the end of the Monday night game. Had a blast watching the players' reactions. I felt like I was in the mix for $1 million. One of the many reasons why this isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Use my promo code Chicago at DraftKings.com now and play for free with your first deposit in Sunday's $1 million fantasy football contest. First place takes home $100,000. Enter Chicago for free entry now only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
The Joann Veterans Day sale is going on right now. Enjoy doorbuster savings up to 70% off throughout the store, including holiday cheer wreaths, only $12.99. And $2.99 a yard Blizzard and anti-pill fleece solids. Plus, entire stock Christmas decor and floral at 50% off. Save even more with an extra 20% off coupon valid on sale and regular priced merchandise. Exclusions apply. Get it at Joann.com. It's the Joann Veterans Day sale, now through Veterans Day, only at Joann Fabric and Craft Stores.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/win. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/win. That's Prosper.com/win.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
Thanksgiving and Christmas, he would buy these turkeys and drive around to needy families and give them out.
Vice President at Pearl Mortgage. Meet Sal.
Hello, friend.
Veteran with 100% service-related disability. Heard David's ad about Illinois' new law exempting veterans with service-related disabilities of 75% or greater from paying real estate taxes. Sal called to thank David for the information and convert his 30-year VA loan into a 15-year loan. Because of the real estate tax exemption, Sal's new mortgage payment is less than his previous payment, and Sal's saving tens of thousands of dollars paying off his home faster. If you're a veteran who's no longer paying real estate taxes because you took advantage of the real estate tax exemption like Sal, and you'd like to reduce the term of your loan, call David now at 312-751-1333. Or visit PearlDavid.com. David's helped thousands of SCORE listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit PERLDavid.com. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit PearlDavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358. Licensed by DBO under California RMLA, NMLS 19186. PearlMortgage.com/license.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate Flooring for just $2.29 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So, let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives, with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate for $2.29, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, installation offer valid on laminates over 150 square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Farmers.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And the shift change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Join them for Star Wars Day, Sunday, November 22nd. I haven't had a chance to say my two favorite words in show business for quite a while.
What a home!
Has joined us. Hello, Lawrence. Welcome back.
Hello, Uncle Terry. Hello, Dan.
What's happening, Lawrence?
Oh, nothing much. We're doing the show tonight from Buffalo Wild Wings in Old Orchard.
Nice. Been there many times. Lovely.
Yeah. Sam Acho will be here, and I'm going to talk to him about
Man
versus Zone stuff.
Is on a new show, Man versus Zone. That was
starring Sam Acho and Daniel Manning.
And Chris Conti. Let's not forget Chris Conti. Right. It's a famous Bears thing. Occasionally, you just kind of don't know.
So we'll talk with him about that. It'll be fun. How you guys been? I've missed Terry.
Well,
that's an honest. You know, I get that a lot, Lawrence. I don't think anybody misses this guy.
That's fine.
You had fun though. You relaxed. Are you all ready?
I did. I went to Vegas. I read a couple of books and I ran a 5K.
You ran a 5K?
Wow.
Yeah, I ran the hot chocolate on Sunday.
How'd you do? You finish?
I finished. Okay. And I finished running and I didn't die. So,
hey, that's a win in my book.
Is there a trophy?
I got a participation mug. They give you a mug filled with like fondue chocolate and
nice
hot chocolate and marshmallows and all sorts of stuff after you're done. Nice. It was nice. So it was my first race that I've ever done. It was very cool. I think I'll do more.
Are you going to extend the length or are you going to stick with the 5K?
So to speak. You know what? I've talked with a lot of people like via social media, like, oh, now you've broken the seal.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to go all crazy. And I think I'm capping myself at 10K.
Okay.
I don't see a half marathon in my future or a marathon because I see how broken people are after marathons. I'm like, I want no, you know, toenails coming off and whatnot. Like I want no part of that. And I don't know if I would even have time to train for. Like, with the whole week off, I was obsessed with getting these 3 miles in. So I can't even imagine what type of animal I would be like if I was getting ready for a marathon.
I think it's hard enough just watching Bears football.
I do too.
Oh,
I mean, because that could be a chore in and of itself. But.
Well, there's a marathon that was not fun, at least for most of the game last night. And then it got fun and interesting, and Cuddy does it and all that good stuff. But yeah, it's a chore. Because they're not very good. That's the thing. Like, after all is said and done, you still kind of walk away going, this team has been a little interesting at times, but they're still not very good.
See, the thing about your guest tonight is if you said to me, which guy is the most likely to make a dumb mistake, he'd be last on the list, actually.
He'd be real low. Yeah, but real the problem low. With that, Terry, is that you just don't know who the
I
other
don't know.
Guys are.
Yep, that's
they're
why
they're
he's
sending
there.
Guys out there. I'm like, who? I'm like looking at the roster going, when did this guy get here?
Antone Smith, number 44.
Right. So someone, like I said, where are they pulling these guys from? And after Smith got his carry, this guy's like, oh, he was great in Atlanta. I was like, he has 300 career yards. 300.
Well,
what are you talking about?
When you lose a Jaquizz Rodgers, there's only so much you can do to replace him. Like,
yeah,
that I don't. Well, you know, hey, I guess you know, appreciate this while you can, because it's going to be this for this year and maybe into next year a little bit.
Definitely.
But ideally, you start to learn some of these names because they are Bears draft picks that are filling some of these depth roles.
Exactly. That's the hope, is that you end up with guys that can actually play on your team, that your scouting department is found and drafted, and hopefully your coaches develop. I will give them credit. When you talk about the development of players, I mean, it's really, when you look at that roster, you wonder how 3 wins is possible. And I do give John Fox and the staff a lot of credit for the most part. This team is prepared to play every week.
Yep.
That it's not them walking into some disaster every week, like we saw over the last 2 years, where there would be games where you knew they had no chance and they were not going to put up a fight. This team at least shows you that they are willing to put up a fight, and if you stay in the game long enough, Jay Cutler might just win it for you.
That's it. It's over. It's all over.
All right, Lawrence, we'll get the hell out of your way, and this shift change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Join them for Star Wars Day, Sunday, November 22nd. Some quick thank yous.
Matt Bowen and Hub Arkish.
They got crack productions at Mr. Matt Abaticola.
It's the third time Corey Fuller has stuffed a Charger running back for nothing.
Yeah, that's Kyle.
Well, usually it costs you at least $10. I love Matt Amendola, and he is Dale Jr. If you've ever seen him, thing that is, though, eliminated. Best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Marcus Mariota, when you're a good person, good things happen. Throws it up, should have been intercepted twice. Delanie Walker, the tight end, scooped it out of the air.
Holy crap. We thank you for listening, calling, emailing, texting. We will do it all over again tomorrow. Lawrence Holmes is coming your way. Sam Acho will join him as well. Have a terrific night. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Oh, what a day. What a lovely day.
The Bears beat the Chargers. Keep it here as we recap the big Monday night win. Plus, we'll take a look at what the Bears' chances are when they take on the Rams. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
CBS Wednesdays.
This is Trauma One, the most famous strip of hospital real estate in the nation.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden.
Life is measured here in split seconds. Hesitate and people die.
Code Black, new drama, Wednesdays, only CBS.
Why are more and more people starting their day with CBS This Morning? More real news.
We are following an unfolding story.
Dramatic new images this morning.
This has just happened. This is breaking news.
Join Charlie Rose.
New concerns about security in the nation's capital.
Nora O'Donnell.
Senator, why shouldn't Congress have more oversight?
And Gayle King.
What do you make of all these leaks? What do you think is going on?
CBS This Morning. More real news.
We're going to be monitoring the latest developments, and we'll bring you new details as they come in.
The Joann Veterans Day sale is going on right now. Enjoy doorbuster savings up to 70% off throughout the store, including holiday cheer wreaths, only $12.99. And $2.99 a yard Blizzard and anti-pill fleece solids. Plus, entire stock Christmas decor and floral at 50% off. Save even more with an extra 20% off coupon valid on sale and regular priced merchandise. Exclusions apply. Get it at Joann.com. It's the Joann Veterans Day sale, now through Veterans Day, only at Joann Fabric and Craft Stores.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate Flooring for just $2.29 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So, let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives, with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate for $2.29, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, installation offer valid on laminates over 150 square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year, let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-2 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Hi, I'm Scott Yassim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park.
Call 1-800-990-4577. That's 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. 1-800-990-4577. Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Breaking Bears news, comprehensive analysis before and after every game, and the hottest Bears topics, all right here on Chicago's Home for Bears Fans, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK, HD2 Chicago.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai.